Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Esther. I was calling just to say that as a single parent, the biggest thing that I pray daily for my son and for our relationship is just to always be very open and honest. And even when I'm mad, take it back a second and be loving to him and just show him that above all else, God is love.
Welcome to Intentional Living. This is for single parents today. Hey, listen, if you're a single mom or single dad, you know some of the challenges that you face. They're there, they're real, and the encouragement that you need is coming your way. Next 28 minutes, Dr. Randy here. This is the Intentional Living Center, where we have one goal, is to help you experience your life the way God intended. Let me just replace the word life with experience your single parenting life as God intended. I know it's a challenge, but listen, there's hope, there's help, and today you're going to hear some great stories. By the way, if you want to share a comment with us, you can do so on our storyline. All you have to do is call 888-888-1717 to do that. By the way, Night of Hope this Friday, Glendale, Arizona. Don't miss out. If you don't have your tickets, get them. It's going to be a great evening, a life-changing evening for couples and singles and for everybody. Come and be a part of it at theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I understand and hear that you're talking about being a single parent, and you talked about being consistent and what happens if a child is, you know, with discipline, what happens with a child if they say, well, I can do this at mom's or I can do this at dad's. But what is some advice in an instance where the parent is deceased and the child is saying, if mommy was here or if daddy was here, I could do that or they would let me do that. What is a good response for a child that's in dealing with grief and holding them to being accountable and responsible? Thank you so much for your time and all that you do.
That's a tough one, you know, because that can become very manipulative. It can turn from true grief and hurt and loss into, hey, I can start now to control mom or dad, and you don't want to go there. So the very best advice to be intentional in your case would be to acknowledge their pain. Yes, you know, I miss dad too, or I miss mom too, but we're going to do it together, and here's what we're going to do. In other words, just move on, stay the course, don't get into a discussion, don't try to argue, don't try to go back and, you know, relitigate the past. You can't do that. You move forward. You acknowledge where they are, and then you move forward. That is the best advice you can get, I think, for intentional living. I've seen that work over and over and over, not getting stuck. Acknowledging, recognizing, having some empathy, but then moving forward. All right, single parents, the lines are jammed. Love to hear your response to the question right now more than anything else. What's your number one desire? I said intentional living, 1, 2, 3. Can I tell you what those are? Number one, as a single mom or dad, answer the question more than anything else right now. What has God placed on your heart for yourself and for your family? You have to clearly articulate that almost like a goal of some sort. It could be more than anything else right now. My desire is that I could rebuild my relationship with my teenage son. It may be that the number one desire right now is that you would find a job that would pay better, that you as a single mom or dad and have a schedule that would work better for your home. Maybe the number one desire for you right now would be to have a better relationship with an ex-spouse. There could be any number of things. In fact, there probably will be many things. But I want you to focus on one thing that you want more than anything else, that you really believe that God has placed on your heart. Number two, what are two things that you need to start doing right now? I don't mean a week from now, but right now, maybe even today, that you need to start doing right now that will make a difference. Let me give you some ideas. Maybe you're a critical person. First thing you need to do is say, hey, I've got to start building encouragement into my kids. Starting right now, I'm going to start encouraging my kids. Maybe one of the two things for you would be, you know, I need to start looking for that new job. I need to do that right now. Or maybe right now I need to begin the process of forgiveness. You've been wronged. You've been hurt by a relationship. but you know that it's holding you back. You know it's creating bitterness in your life. It's impacting your life spiritually. So maybe one of the two things you need to do right now is begin the process of forgiveness. One thing that you desire more than anything else, two things that you need to start doing right now, and three things that you need to start doing habitually over an extended period of time. What are three new habits that you need to develop that you will make a habitual part of your life? It may be in a behavior. It may be in an attitude. It may be in following through. But what is it? And then go. One thing you desire more than anything else, two things that you need to start doing right now, and then three things that you need to be to develop into habits for the future in your life. Okay? Think about that. And that'll begin the process for being intentional as a parent. All right, Daryl's in Arizona. Hi there, Daryl. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend.
All right. So Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, so you're a single dad?
I'm a half-time full-time dad, if that makes sense.
So you get the kids part of the time?
I get the kids every other week, yes.
All right, and how old are the kids?
8 and 10.
And so what's that number one desire in your heart right now?
I want my kids to know that no matter how bad your past is, that there's forgiveness and redemption in Christ, and that he can take you from where you used to be to where he needs you to be, no questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want them to be able to see that it's the failure does not define you, and that when you become a Christian and you repent of those sins, that God will take you to a new place.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you trying to communicate that from your own experience, what you've been through, or
absolutely,
for them to experience it?
From where I've been, I mean, the kids obviously had front row seats to the destruction of my marriage, and they've lived through all of that, and so for them to be able to see where mommy and daddy were to where we are now,
yeah.
Even though we're still separated and divorced, but they ascribe it all to, I want them to ascribe it all to Christ just like I do.
So let me ask you, if we're doing this little 1, 2, 3 go, what are two things that you could start doing right now that would help your kids start to see that? Two things that you could do.
Two things that I could do. I'm not sure because I feel like I'm doing the things I need to do.
All right, well, what are two things you're doing that seem to be working?
Regular attendance in church, you know, where every time the doors are open, we're there, regardless of whether there's a sporting event or a school event or anything else. I want them to see that that's the most important thing. And number two is daily devotionals and prayer time with
good.
The kids.
So when they're with you, you're doing devotions, you're taking them to church, and you're showing them how God's real in your life.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, we'll be praying for you, Daryl. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. He has. Let's go to Stephen in Michigan. Hey, Stephen. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Andy. How are you?
Good. Doing well today. Appreciate your call. Are you a single dad, Stephen?
Yes, I am.
And how old are your kids?
Well, they're kind of at the end of the process. My one just graduated college and the other one's in college. But I've been a single dad since they were two, 1 and 2 years old.
Wow.
So it was a lot of lessons along the way, but they turned out good. So,
well, good for you. Let me ask you then, we're talking about, you know, desires, we're talking about two things that you can do and developing habits. What are some habits that you've had over these, 15, 18 years with your kids, some things that you've been very intentional about that you look back and say those three things made a difference? What would they be?
Well, the main thing is to not treat it like there's a divorce, not to ignore it, but I never expressed any malice towards their mom who just decided to go a different way.
Mm.
And it's a matter of realizing the kids didn't do it. They didn't do anything. So I just treated it like, it was just the way it is today. And when the topic came up about different, why is this, why is that, it's just different choices, and that different choices are okay. As long as they understand that it's okay, there wasn't a lot of anxiety and there wasn't a lot of problems So that worked really well.
So one of the things you didn't do, it sounds like, you didn't make it a critical environment where mom was being criticized.
No, I just abstained. It was definitely, there was emotion, she abstained from a lot of decision making, and there just wasn't any involvement, and you know, it continued to be lies which hurt everybody. And
yeah,
but when you realize it's just about, you know, these kids every day, and I was fortunate to have, you know, them with me, and so it was, we just went on with life just as one parent. But we were blessed with many, many people. You yeah. realize looking back, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child, and we see how many angels came into our life that now, you know, has contributed to their success mm-hmm. besides me.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for staying at it, Stephen. I think the outcome that you've seen, your kids are doing well and growing up and maturing, certainly goes back to what you contributed and some of the difference that you made as a result of being a single dad, and that's not easy. That's not easy. Okay, my friend, thank you, Stephen, for your call, and God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, more than anything else, what is the one desire of your heart right now as a single parent? Debbie is joining in on the phone from Arizona. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Dr. Randy.
Appreciate your call. Single mom, huh?
I am. Mm-hmm. I've been a single mom for many years now. And the greatest desire of my heart is that both of my sons will come to know and love Christ as much as I do.
Mm, how old are they?
They are 18 and 19. And the 19-year-old is currently in college and just has never embraced the faith. You know, he would humor me on occasion, you know, and come to church with us, but that's yeah. pretty much the extent of it. You know, thankfully my 18-year-old, while not yet super solid, you know, in his faith, he at least considers himself a Christian and got baptized last year and, you know, of his own volition comes to church with me. So that's all good. But, you know, I worry about them, you know, as any praying parent does.
Well, you worry about them because you're trying to be a good parent. Frankly, there's a lot of parents that don't worry about that stuff, and you do because you care and you love them and you want the best. So let me ask you, what are some things that you are doing? Have you developed some habits? You know, we talk about intentional living, 1, 2, 3. Here's the desire of your heart and 2 things you could do right off, but this has been for many years. Do you have any habits of faith with your kids that they've sustained you over the years?
Well, I'm going to be very honest, and frankly, I'm not quite proud of it, but, you know, desperate times call for desperate measures, so I was not above bribing my son to come to church, and, you know, he pushed back. He was not willing to go to church. His father and I are divorced, and he is not a believer, and there was absolutely no reason or incentive for him to go to church. As far as he was concerned, you know, my yeah. older son. So I bribed him. I said, I'll give you $10 every time you come to church with us. And, you know, I figured I'm sowing seeds, and I can only pray that some of them fall on fertile soil. And, you know, I plant the seeds, and I pray that God will bring the rains. That's the best I could do with him.
Well, Debbie, you apologize for that, but what you're saying is desperate times, sometimes desperate things you need to do, and that shows you the level of concern that you think, how do I get him to hear about the gospel, to hear about God's love? I even pay him to come, you know. But ultimately, we know that this is a choice. We know that God has to draw people to himself, and their hearts have to be open to receive that. And so I would encourage you, Debbie, as a single mom with young adults, we talk about developing some habits. I'll give you some suggestions. One is pray for him every day. There's a habit every day. Lord, I pray for my son. I pray that you'll move in his heart. I pray you'll do what you need to do in his life. I pray that you'll be perfect in his life, that you'll move in the direction you need to move in his life. I think that's one thing. I think second habit would be not to nag him spiritually. Don't play the Holy Spirit. You know, don't bribe him. That's, you know, I would just be in a place where you are not nagging. Make that a habit of just loving him, praying for him. And then I think a third thing that you could do is, as you share with him, let him know what God is doing in your life. Let him see that God is real in your life. And I'll tell you why. There's going to come a time in your son's lives where they're going to wake up someday and the bottom of their life has fallen out. And they're going to remember. They're going to go back to the days when they remember the Sunday school lesson. They remembered mom's prayer for them. And don't be surprised it's on that day that they call you, that they need you. And when they do, you're there. I think those are three really important habits for you.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
We have so many wonderful friends of the ministry who pray for us and support the ministry every month on an ongoing basis. And I say thank you. You allow us to do what we do. And then here we are at the end of this fiscal year, and some friends have stepped up and said, let's close it strong. And they're going to match everything, as you just heard, up to that $10,000 mark. That means when you give a gift, it'll be matched. It'll be doubled. And we are so thankful for you and for those who are matching your gift together, making a difference. This is our closing month for the fiscal year. When we get to the end of June, we're going to be able to see where we are and start this new year with passion and purpose. And why does someone match a gift? And why do you give? Because life is short and you know that people need the Lord more than ever right now. And that you want to be a part of helping people come to Christ and live intentionally for Him. And so your gift right now is so valuable. Maybe it's an additional love gift. You give every month. Could you give an extra month, perhaps right now, as a special gift? Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or you can go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And boy, thank you for your support for the ministry. And while you're at the website, check out Night of Hope this Friday, Glendale. Love to see you there. It's going to be a great evening. Glendale this Friday, Night of Hope.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. Intentional Living, if you're new to the program, if you're new to this idea, is a quality of life issue. It really is. People who are successful in life as Christians, if we're successful in our walk with Christ, successful in our relationships, growing in our faith, it doesn't happen by accident. It happens by being intentional, doing the next right one thing. Now, let me be clear. Intentional living doesn't make you a better person in terms of God liking you more. Intentional living doesn't get you saved. Living intentionally doesn't, God doesn't sit in heaven and say, now that guy's intentional, and I think I'm going to move him up the ladder. Intentional living is our gift back to a holy, loving God. Because He intentionally loves us, we choose to intentionally live our lives, not to perfection, but out of obedience. And today we're kind of talking about intentional living 1, 2, 3. Number one, what's the one thing you desire more than anything as a single mom or dad? Two things that you need to do that you could start doing right now, today. And you know what they are. You think about them. Two things. And then three things that you could do over an extended period of time that would become habits in your life that would make a difference as a single mom or dad. One, two, three, and then go. And you know what? If you followed that, the quality of your relationship would change. Stephanie's in New Mexico. Welcome to the program, Stephanie.
Morning.
Appreciate your call. Are you a single mom?
Yes.
And how many children do you have, Stephanie?
I have two daughters.
And how old are they?
My girls are 25 and 27.
Oh, okay. So you've been, how long you been single mom?
Almost 15 years.
All right. So you've learned some things. What would you share with others? What have you learned?
I think for me, the greatest aha moment was when I realized the things that I had been implementing in my home to raise my children, the good things that we do, those were the same things that were going to help us heal.
Hmm. What were some of those things? Give me two or three.
To make sure that we had purpose in our schedule.
Had what purpose, you said?
Purpose.
Okay.
Purpose in our schedule.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To remember that we still had value as individuals and that we were still a unit. We were still us.
And so you played that out over these last 15 years, helping build purpose, helping a sense of unity. We're still a family. We're okay.
Right.
And how have you looked back and seen how that's helped?
Those three items my children could then, as they matured, because they were teenagers, when all of this, everything fell apart. As we continued to implement those three items, they could take them and practice them in their own lives.
Mm.
And now that they're young adults, it's still, those three things still provide continuity and flow.
Yeah, that's cool. I think what you've done, Stephanie, is you modeled it, and they picked up on it, become a habit in their life. Three things, three habits. That's what Stephanie did. She developed over these 15 years, three, maybe many more, but at least three habits that have sustained her and her kids. Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate your call. Haley's on the line in Arizona today. Haley, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your one intention?
My one intention is to go to my knees every day. I have made it very intentional from the very beginning, even in the darkest days. I promised the Lord that I would not let one day go by where I didn't get on my knees and speak with Him personally.
And the tough times you've been through, for people who don't know, it says here you're a single mom.
Correct.
How long you been a single mom, Haley?
I went through my first divorce in 2008, and then I remarried and was divorced again in 2013. So there was a short period of time where there was a stepfather in our home, and that was challenging as well. Some days in those darkest days, it looked like, Lord, I have nothing to say to you, but here I am. I promised I'd be here.
And how old are your kids now, Haley?
I have a 17-and-a-half-year-old, a 16-year-old, and a 5-year-old.
Uh-huh. And so you know you're much better at this point just to parent, be a parent, stay focused, and do the job that God's called you to?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we've recommended over the years. I think we complicate our lives when we don't keep first things first. And right now, the first thing is to provide for those kids. So if I hear your one thing, it sounds like you're continuing to get back on your knees and stay close to the Lord and asking Him for His direction and grace and love every day.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's a two-part thing. The first part is that I have made an intention to be on my knees personally and having personal devotions with Him. And the other intention is to make sure that we have we come together and worship as a family.
That's good.
Because in a single parent home, I don't care how good the situation is or isn't, there's an imbalance in the home.
Yeah.
I can be the best mom that I can be, but only on my knees, right? But I, even at that, I can never be a good dad. I mean, I just can't.
Well, you can be the best mom, and that's all you've been called to do that you possibly can. Okay, Haley, I'm going to let you go. I hear your door ringing on your phone there or on your car. And I appreciate your calling today, and we'll be praying for you. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. God bless you.
You know, there's one daily habit that will change your life. Hey, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Develop the habit of delighting yourself in the Lord. The Bible says you get the desire of your heart. Now, that's a promise. Now, we don't use the word delight very often, but it's powerful. It means to have a high degree of pleasure and satisfaction and joy in the Lord. Delighting, that's a new word for me every day in my life. Hey, I invite you to join me for a night of hope this Friday at the Haven Church, Glendale, Arizona. Come discover how you can have a great life in marriage and family. In fact, the way God intended, no matter what's going on in your life today. A night of hope, Glendale, Arizona, Haven Church, this Friday, June 6th. Tickets available at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Hey, here's a little preview of what's coming up, that night of hope. Jordan St. Cyr is coming. He's going to be flying in and going to be sharing some music, and it's going to be a great evening. You enjoy him. And then I get a chance to share with you six powerful, life-changing, intentional living principles that are for couples. Come and celebrate your marriage. Learn these six principles that will change your life. If you're single, come. You're going to experience hope. These six principles will make a difference in your life and in your relationships. Come and be a part of this evening. Bring some friends with you. This Friday, Night of Hope, 7 o'clock, The Haven Church, Glendale, Arizona. And we're looking forward to seeing you. Those of you who have already got tickets from all across the valley and some coming in from far away, we'd love to have you be a part of it. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. They're available right now. The VIP tickets are sold out, but we do have some tickets available for you. You can check them out at theintentionallife.com today. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. Hope to see you then. Gotta run. Hope you learned some things today on being an intentional single parent. We'll see you next time.